Well, our Storm Lake School Spotlight today, we're going to focus on the middle school music department, and helping us do that is Jolene Schaefer. Jolene, thanks a lot for your time, and let's begin with honors events, because I know a lot of your students have been doing very, very well so far in the school year.
They have been. We have lots of good news to share with students who have gone to regional events and some that have gone all the way down to an all-state event down in Ames just yesterday. That's a big event. We had 7 students get selected from Storm Lake Middle School. It's a group of 4 honor choirs, and there's only 180 students in each group, and that is from all schools in the state of Iowa, 1A through 4A. And some of those 4A schools take up, they're allowed to audition about 30 per group, and they'll take all 30 spots. Hmm. So just to get a few students in there is quite an honor, and we had 7 students that were down there yesterday. We had, from 6th grade, we had Haley Anderson and Megan Courtright. For the 7th and 8th grade girls group, we had Eller Mutah, Sari Brownfield, and Tiana Burton. Mm-hmm. And from the 7th and 8th grade boys, we had Aiden Phillips and your own Bo Bachman.
Excellent.
All right.
Okay, so there are some other honor events, correct?
There are a couple of others. We have some Northwest Iowa professional organizations that host honors orchestras, honor bands, and honor choirs.
Mm-hmm.
Just a week ago, we were able to take 24 of our 8th graders to a Northwest Iowa honor choir, and they had a great day in Lamar's with some guest directors and performing music with other students from Northwest Iowa. There were 5 7th and 8th grade band students who were selected for the NWIBA 7th and 8th grade honor band. And then there were 10 6th graders accepted into the Strong Foundations Honor Band, and that will be in Sioux City in the wintertime.
Mm.
And I also spoke with our orchestra director, and there are 5 auditioning for the Northwest Iowa Honor Orchestra, which will also be this winter.
Wow, keep up the good work. You guys are doing great, and I know the students appreciate that. And now we get a chance to hear some of the great things going on, because you have some concerts that are right around the corner.
We do. We're kind of past the hump with these honors events, and it is concert season. Our first concert is right after Thanksgiving break, so that's going to be right when we get back. We have a concert that night. That is Monday night, November 27th. That is a 5th and 6th grade concert. So at that concert, you will see the 70 beginning 5th grade band students on stage for the first time together.
Mm-hmm.
And then there will be 6th grade band, and they also have about 70 on the stage.
Okay.
And then there will be 5th and 6th grade orchestra. They'll be performing music. They performed a week ago at their Fall Festival Strings concert, and I hear just great things coming from that group. And then our 5th and 6th grade concert will close with the 6th grade general music classes, which are all of our 6th grade students, and they're putting on just a nice little program that we're directing with all songs from Roald Dahl books. So if that is an author that just strikes an interest in anyone, we're just celebrating all of his great literary works that night.
Yeah, and I think what's now the other concert, December 12th, am I right?
Yes, December 12th is then our 7th and 8th grade concert. And that will feature our 3 performing ensembles in the middle school. That will be a 7th and 8th grade band and 7th and 8th grade orchestra. And then, well, we have all of our 7th and 8th grade choirs, and we have those broken into 4 groups this year, and then we will close with all 188 of those students on the stage together.
That'll be cool.
That will be cool.
All right, November 27th and December 12th for the upcoming concerts for the middle school. And before I let you go, Jolene, just if you can briefly talk about the fundraiser you have coming up in 2018, because there's been just a bit of a change.
There has been a change. We feel like we're ready to roll out a new product just to excite all of our young musicians here. We are having a fundraiser with kicking off Wednesday, February 8th, and that is going to be, we're calling it Noteworthy Snacks. It's going to be popcorn, candies, nuts, lots of good products that are pretty affordable. We have some items that are under $10, and we want to push our students to sell all those items, because that really rolls into our accounts that take care of our kids all the way through high school.
All right. Now, I know as we visit with you, Jolene, would you mind mentioning the other instructors for band and as well as orchestra? Because I know all 3 of you put in a lot of time and effort.
Oh, we do. That's a great idea. We have our 5th and 6th grade band director is Miss Cindy Mickens. She is coming to us from Eastern Iowa, first year here in our district. Our 7th and 8th grade band director is another Eastern Iowa gentleman. His name is Mr. Austin Himes. He's also directing our jazz bands this winter. And our orchestra director is Miss Celia Garner Prouty. And she does our orchestras 4th grade through 12th grade, and just does a wonderful job with that program and recruiting many young string players. And then I am doing our 6th grade general music and our 7th and 8th grade choirs, and I'm Jolene Schaefer.
Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it, and have a great week this week, and happy Thanksgiving, all right?
You too, Chris.
Thank you much. Bye-bye. School Spotlight with Storm Lake, brought to you by Dr. Rick Martin at Storm Lake Dental, right here on Mix 101.7.